1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden stepping up the pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to protect civilians and get more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel appears to be responding. This morning, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby telling ABC News.
They announced some very welcome agreements to open up crossings, additional crossings for aid to get into Gaza. They've talked about a commitment to increase the number of trucks that will get in. Those are good starts, but we got to see them execute and implement those things over time.
And today, the Israeli military dismissing two officers, reprimanding three others for their roles in the drone strike in Gaza that killed seven food aid workers. The end of April. That's the new timeline set to reopen Baltimore's port, blocked by the wreckage of the collapsed Key Bridge, President Biden to visit today. A construction worker was killed in Fort Lauderdale after a huge piece of crane fell onto a car bridge, damaging one car. Three other people were injured. This is ABC News. The TSA is responding to a number of high-profile security breaches at the nation's largest airports.
A TSA spokesperson tells the Washington Post just 72 cases were reported in 2022, only 29 in 2019, calling it a trend, saying the number of breaches is a larger number than we realized. The most common cases were passengers re-entering secured areas through exit-only lanes. Other times, officials say people were just tired of waiting.
ABC's Lionel Moise. One scientist is planning to study how animals react to Monday's solar eclipse. ABC's Danny Manu has more.
During the 2017 eclipse, biologist Adam Hartstone Rose was teaching at the University of South Carolina and decided to head to the zoo and run a little experiment.
I hypothesized that this was going to be a nothing burger.
But as Adam observed, when the moon covered the sun in totality, the giraffes started running around their enclosures, the flamingos made a protective circle around their young, and the Galapagos tortoises
started mating behavior.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Only about one in every four voting-age adults made it to the polls in Wisconsin on Tuesday. The weather was terrible and the stakes in the presidential primary were low. Voter turnout in Milwaukee was higher, where there were races for mayor and county executive, as well as a big school referendum. After a year on the job, Wisconsin's Secretary of State says she's doing more with less. Sarah Godlewski tells Up North News the office has to scramble to provide its services after being downsized and defunded almost a decade ago.
The legislature has been so extreme when it comes to their power grab that they've basically defunded this constitutional office.
The office authenticates 15,000 documents a year for everything from international business to adoptions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers take on Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Mariners tonight after a 4-0 start. I asked Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins if the team was a little in disbelief when they lost to the Twins the other day, 7-3.
I think so. Look, you win four out of the gate, and you kind of get this feeling like, man, are we going to lose? Of course we're going to lose, right? It's a long season. It's a marathon. But yeah, we're playing good baseball.
College hoops, another player leaving Wisconsin, but this time from the women's team, Sonya Copeland from the Badgers women's basketball team to enter the transfer portal. NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the Raptors. Milwaukee with back-to-back losses to the Wizards and the Grizzlies. Is there something they need to improve?
The only thing over the last two games is the pain points that we have to eliminate. Just too many drives. And it's the only thing, if our feet are fast enough or if our help is quick enough. In the last two games, neither one has been very good.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at about 10 to 20 here through the day. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 52 by Sunday. Sun in the morning, becoming windy with showers in the afternoon, 52. More rain likely Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Hey everybody, Todd Arbaugh, noon to 2 on Friday. We're live from Green Bay with Dr. Lyerly, new congressional candidate on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. Having a great looking Friday morning. I'm going to go do some running today. I know that.
driving around. But we have a guy in the studio right now who is like running, physically running.
The guru. Nate Vandervest.
Are we ever going to look like him? Look at this guy.
Yeah, we're going to look like him when we're on life support.
Yeah. Finally lost that weight.
Wow.
Everybody says cancer is really bad. Well, I lost a lot of weight.
You know what? Nate, you're the kind of guy that when I'm driving down Webster and I see you or those people running, like, I want to roll down my window and yell, "Why are you running? You're already skinny. Stop running. Man. It should only be for fat people."
Hi, Nate. How are you doing? I'm good.
All right. So if anybody ever yells that to you, you know it's going to be me, okay?
Well, you wouldn't be the first.
Okay,
so.
Great.
But Nate Vandervest I forgot your title, like it's physical trainer, whatever. You're a guru.
I'm a strength coach over at Bell and Health.
Yeah. All right.
I want to talk about this just a real quick thing here. I remember when Coach Nowak over at Notre Dame introduced weight training for runners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like then all of a sudden you hear a lot more about that. My era, our era, was just you went out and you ran, and that was it. Strength training is a big part of runner's world now, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in our schools, too. You know, we have a staff of 17, and out of 17 of our strength coaches, 13 of them are going out to our local high schools. And getting the kids to understand, getting the coaches to understand how vital that part is to the training so that they can perform better on the field, the court, wherever they're at.
And that in our lifetime, that's gone 180 degrees from we don't want you lifting weights. You get muscle bound for every other sport. Do not lift weights.
Right. And that's still a stigma that's out there, and especially in certain sports like running. And
that's what I mean. But it's not.
Sports,
I mean,
it's
been accepted.
Yeah. The goal is we want to make athletes we want to make athletes really strong. And there's different ways of doing that. If you're a sophomore football player, we probably want to put 10, 15 pounds on you. There's a way to do that.
Right.
But if you're the sophomore runner that's a conference champ, we just want to make you really strong in the body that you're in and not necessarily add weight to you or much. And that's
darn,
where our strength coaches do
that.
I know, right?
We would have been so much. We'd have turned out so much better, John.
If I could turn back time. We need to play some share today,
but
Todd.
With strength training, though, we had a couple people. But for guys our age, a little bit older, but that's kind of where it's at, right? Is weights
100%? You know, we at the Titletown Clinic, we work with adult athletes all the way down to college, high school, middle school kids. But our adult athletes are involved in many different things, and many of them are just looking to stay strong. As we age, we generally start to lose out on strength. And can we maintain it, or can we even improve it? A lot of the injuries that we start to face and look at are strength related. So if we can stay strong, we can stave off a lot of the bad things that might happen.
And in retro, I mean, another thing that seemed to have gone 180 degrees, now they say weightlifting is great for weight loss.
Absolutely. You know, muscle's what burns calories. And if you don't have a lot of muscle, you're not going to burn a lot of calories. So if you want to eat the things that you really enjoy, then, you know, having that muscle mass to burn it off is really what you need.
Man.
I know.
I wish we didn't know all this, Nate.
Can you imagine what we would look like?
We would utilize
this. We'd be unbelievable.
We'd look like him.
Beyond belief.
Well, Jim, it's never too late. You can get started whenever.
Oh, no, it's too late.
We're over the hill.
Yeah.
Nate, though, tell me about the facilities that you offer.
Yeah.
Because I think people, they get intimidated, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, I stand next to someone like you. It's like we don't really, you know. Tell me how you get re-engage. I think everybody knows they need to get in shape to live a quality life, right? I mean, so, that's not a secret.
You know, at the Titletown Clinic, we have a wonderful staff. We're all strength coaches by trade, but we also have our little niche. You know, we have a guy on staff that's a golf expert. We have a guy that does baseball. We have a girl that's into dance and gymnastics. You know, I'm the running guy. We have a triathlon guy. So we have all these niches. And then just to get back involved, we at our clinic, we use a lot of technology, high-speed cameras, EMGs that show muscle activity. One of the things that we want to know is the exercise doing what we want it to do? And this has been really wide, you know, makes it a game changer of a lot of people do the exercise, but are they doing it to the most optimal benefit? And these technologies, using force plates, things like that, really help us to fine-tune the training that we know that it works. We're not guessing anymore.
Okay, Jim, two things. Jim can't do lunges because he falls over.
And Johnny's up to 4 push-ups.
5.
Hey, we got to start 5. Somewhere. That's great.
But anyway, and he hates it that they make him push a sled. Tell him the benefits of pushing
a
sled.
Oh, my God, Nate, I hate that.
Oh, man. Where do I start, Jim?
Nate.
Oh, man.
That is not my thing. I haven't called in sick, but I've come very close. Mm-hmm. I know it's sled day,
okay.
Wednesdays.
Well, you know, pushing that sled, you get, you know, people don't think about it, but there's a lot of shoulder stability in that, core stability. Obviously, you're working, you know, glutes, quads, hamstrings, a lot of calf strength out of sled pushes. Guys and girls that I have coming off of a calf or Achilles injury coming to me from therapy, you know, those sled pushes are one of our mainstays. So I'm sorry, Jim, but you're going to have to stick with those. Man, they're good for you.
Yeah. And he's also mad that the guy makes him lift some heavy things, as he put it. He made me lift these heavy things.
They're heavy. They hurt my hands. So heavy.
Well, that's another thing that we'll see or get questioned on quite a bit, too, is why do they have to lift so heavy? And, you know, one of the things is most people have a lot more potential than they think. And number two, when we lift real heavy things just a few times, that's what really stimulates the body to grow and to get better. You know, if we live in a zone of we're always lifting the same weight the same amount of times, there isn't much adaptation to take place. So we want to stimulate the body. That's why they're having you do those things, Jim, and they're doing it right.
You know, I'm going to say one other thing. I had a physical trainer or personal trainer one time for a thing, and I was thinking to myself, well, this young person, I need somebody my age. They know. And what you realize is that when you work on your own, whether it's a treadmill or even going jogging or elliptical, you know, whatever it is, boy, you do it at a comfortable pace. You know what I mean?
Right.
As much as you say, I'm really going to push it, you're still comfortable, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? That's human
100%.
Nature. 100%.
It's human nature. You know, a lot of what our job is accountability. You know, people then show up and they know that they're going to get worked out. They know they're going to get pushed a little bit. They'll tell us what they would like to work on that day, and that's what we'll focus on.
Yeah. So, but don't you agree that it's people?
Sure.
Even though they say, oh, man, what a workout. It was still within a zone that you controlled.
But even that, these are my workouts, John.
Oh, you're let me see your workout.
No, it doesn't say anything. It's just those are the times I went.
Oh, you went this many times?
Well, that was we started the 11th, remember?
Wow. That's a lot of times you've gone.
And the thing is,
you've only gained 3 pounds.
I was at the doctor
of muscle.
Yesterday. I was at the doctor yesterday. Since I went, so I got a different doctor. 12, down 12.
You're down 12
that's
pounds.
That's what he said. He said, you,
good for you.
Yeah, that's what he said. So anyway, enough about me. A little bit more about me, though. But Nate, what I think, why I think it's important to have a trainer or to have a facility is the accountability. Because I've got like gym stuff in my own house and I don't use it. You know, mm-hmm. I just need some.
Does anybody? You know what I mean?
There's some. There's
yeah,
some.
I know.
But it's really, you got to have that running partner. Yeah. Or you've got to have somebody that if you don't show up, they're going to bill you anyway. You know, and that's what makes me go.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're venturing into now that's a little bit newer is the virtual training. So we have a platform now where, you know, you can get a running program, a triathlon program, a strength program, and it's one of those extra add-ons of, hey, you come in once a week, you meet with one of our strength coaches and you train, but here are the workouts to do the other days because you do have the stuff at home to do it, but now you have a program that you know you're doing the right thing.
And you got to come back and answer to that.
And like you have to be accountable and answer
right,
to it. Yes.
Right. I think that's what people like me need. I don't. Everybody has different needs, but tell me about. I mean, Bellin offers so many things that whole strength training and someone that's schooled like you. And what about the diet side of life? Are you guys into that?
Absolutely.
No, he doesn't look like he's on the diet side. Really? I'm talking, does he? Hugh, honestly, the guy is. I'm sorry, 6'1".
Yes.
6'1", but 175.
170 on race
170,
day.
170, yeah. And you asked him about if he knows anything about diets. We're each 4'11", 300 pounds, and we're asking him if he knows anything about diets.
We're the penguin.
Wow.
Yeah, okay,
what do you share about your knowledge of diets? That was my question. Yeah, I worded it wrong.
You know, we have, once again, just a wonderful staff. A lot of us have nutritional backgrounds through our college education, but we have a sports nutritionist on staff that we send a lot of our people to once the questions get above our pay grade, right? Other staff that we have sports psychology, like those are big hitters in our world of, you know, if you can't fuel your body right, you're probably not going to improve as much as you want. The mental side of the game is kind of the Wild West. If people could tap into their own mental strength and power, man, the things that we could do. So we send a lot of athletes that way.
And not that you guys are this hardcore, but you know, I had so many so many young guys that went to the Marines who thought they were in shape and whatever. And it's like, oh no, they don't let you just be in that comfort the way they do it.
Right.
They make you really step outside and to the point where people are like, oh, there's no way I can do that. And they do it.
They do it.
And mm-hmm. then psychologically, that's like the greatest reward they could possibly get was themselves telling him, holy cow, I just went through a barrier I didn't think I could go through. It sounds a little bit like what you guys do too, but I'm sure not in the Marine sense. But you right. know what I mean? The idea is the same, right?
100%. When you go through a training block, there's always plateaus that you're going to be at. That's just the way it is. But it's breaking through that plateau and getting to that next level and then doing it again. You're just basically stacking workout upon workout, knowing that the end goal is going to happen if you keep consistent, which is key.
Awesome.
Nate, so this doesn't this give you a little energy?
I love this.
I know. This is
great. Nate, can we keep you on for our next little segment?
Okay,
I got more 100%. Questions. What do you think about athletes with artificial hips?
What do you want to know?
He wants free advice. Just send him to a doctor. Check. Every that comes on, he's looking for something free. Nate, we want to talk about how people can get involved in this. I mean, this is a great opportunity right here in Greater Green Bay. You guys have the facilities, you obviously have the staff. I want to talk about the cost. Can people afford to do this? Mm-hmm. And what are some options out there for the people that are listening?
Do you guys have those big truck tires that you overturn?
No, we do not have the big truck tires.
All right. That's hard.
Like, okay, John.
Jim.
I don't believe it. We're going to go to break.
God.
All right, WGBW 97.9.
Nate, please stick around. Bellin Sports Medicine. Turn us into athletes. Back up this. You got 10.
I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good song, Turning Back Time, Cher. Yeah. That was bizarre, though, that video. Remember the video, Todd?
Yeah.
She's wearing that really, really...
And she's like 80.
On the Navy.
On the Navy ship. Show, yep. There's like 19-year-old sailors all around her, and she was like 60.
Oh, 60.
That's a little
weird. Well, the nice thing about being the producer is when you play songs and they bring up the video, you get to watch them as you're playing the song. So,
Yes. I liked it, but...
I share.
We're at Nate Vanderess, Bell and Sports Medicine, talking about these things. Now, the Bell and, of course, is coming up in June, correct?
Correct.
If people, if they've been saying, oh, the weather's been too bad, I can't run, I'm going to start. Do they still have time to kind of, if they've been runners, not like me and Jim, but if they've been runners, do they still have time to kind of get in shape for the Bell and or no?
Yeah, I would argue that everyone still has time. So Okay. Even the two of you can maybe make a side bet of Bell and run time. Who's gonna cross the finish line first? And, you know, we have a 5K now. There's a 5K and a 10K, so.
If I didn't have this artificial ship, I'd be all over it.
If I had more time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they absolutely have more time. We are 10 weeks out, I believe, from the Bell and Run. So with the addition of the 5K last year, that really opens up an opportunity of you still have plenty of time for a 5K. I think the 5K training plan right now, you're at a long run or walk of a mile, mile and a half. Most people can get out the door and probably manage that. So absolutely, we want to see as many people out there as we can. I know people out there that have participated in it. It's just a very electric atmosphere that morning.
Great. Oh, no question about it.
And you get participation is very, 10,000, 12,000?
Last year, you know, we're coming back from COVID, but what we're seeing you know, the numbers are jumping back up. We're getting, I don't know if it's back to normal, but we are seeing a trend upward, which is promising.
Yeah. And Jim tried telling me that Demi Moore ran in it one year.
I don't know actor and actresses.
Jim might have been dreaming. What was going on
I
there.
I talked to her the whole time. No, I...
He had just seen the movie the night before, Striptease, and he dreamed about it. He thought he started the Bell.
You've had some
which
famous...
was a really bad movie. Todd, you ever see that movie?
Not good.
Oh, icky. Burt Reynolds played this... Just slimy guy, didn't he, though?
When he did those kind of parts, totally turned me off.
Me too. And he was going to be, she thought that was going to be this big starring thing for her where it's like, look how brave she is. And she won the Razzies for, like, worst actress in the world and worst movie in the world. It was uncomfortable.
I was telling Nate, there's somebody famous ran the Bell.
And you thought it was Demi Moore.
I did.
Okay.
You know, we've had famous elite athletes run it.
I know that.
Meb Keflezighi's been here numerous times, you know, Olympic silver medalist in the marathon and whatnot. So maybe that's who you're thinking of.
No, I do. Maybe. You've had some great, great athletes run that thing. Who was the guy that was, super famous when you first started this thing? Was it
Frank Shorter?
Frank Shorter was...
I remember that.
...was who George Kerwin, like... The story behind that is amazing. Like, he literally called Frank Shorter on his phone at his house, and Frank answered and said, sure, I'll. That sounds like a good idea.
He was the biggest name in running.
Yes.
Biggest name in running at the time. And we've
almost the pioneer running.
Yeah, we've continued that tradition of always supporting the elite athlete, elite runners of the world by bringing them into the Bell and Run.
Yeah. The Bell and is, what? How many years is this? 33, 4?
Oh, no. I should know this. We are 40.
You're at that height. But there are still a couple. You talk about lifelong, you know, a lifestyle. Don't you still have a handful of people that have run them all?
We have 20 legends.
20.
That have run every single one of them.
I took crap at one of your runs.
I can't imagine why.
Because I was wearing one of the shirts that Randy gave me or something. And the guy goes, did you run? I go, not officially. Well, if you didn't run, you shouldn't wear the shirt. I mean, you're walking around like you ran it and you didn't run it.
The answer is just yes. Just nod your head and say yes.
Have you had that before? There were people like, you shouldn't wear the shirt if you
run. Oh, yeah. You know, some of the running community, they're very picky about that. Like, you better earn that shirt.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
Anyway, I think that's great what you do. And that is an event that, I mean, I didn't know it was over 40 years, but and anyone can participate in that. Like you said, with the 5K now, and that's kind of a family run, too. You can do that. You still do the heats, the 7 different start times, so we don't run over each other.
Yeah, so I've
run that, by the way,
you
John.
You line up based on.
I know, Jim, me this.
Okay, I just want to say.
How many times has Jim said, between him saying, when I was mayor and when I ran the Bellin, Todd?
All the time.
Okay, all right, so I just. Didn't know if Nate heard that. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so
if he listens, he has.
You still line up based on, you know, your ability level. So that way families can run together. Even if you're doing the 5K and the 10K, families can start together and then split and go their separate ways when we get to that turnaround.
Okay, so I want to get back into the training part of it. Yep. How do we get engaged with Titletown training and that numbers, website? And
So,
do you have any kind of costs?
Pretty simple. Like, if you want to get in touch with us, our number, I know I gave it to you guys if you're going to post that, but
yeah, we will.
You can get in touch with us by calling us. If you go to the website, you know, if you Google search it, just type in, you know, Bellin Health, Titletown, and that'll bring you to the clinic. If you look at the performance lab side of it, that's where our information will lie. You know, we have a lot to offer with our assessments. You know, we have cycling assessments, running assessments, sprinting assessments. The performance and prevention assessment, which is basically if you're a field or a court sport athlete, you know, cutting and jumping. Those have been big for us. A lot of what we're looking for is how do we maximize performance but minimize injury risk. Classes that we have coming up in summer, we have an endurance athlete class. You know, so if you're a runner or a triathlete, that's geared more towards the adults. We have that. Running in summer. It's actually currently running. You could still jump into it now.
What day of the week is that? What time?
Yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays in the afternoon.
I know
you're free, John.
I'm volunteering at Jim's place.
Yeah, I bet you are. But we have a cross-country specific class, a speed development class for our younger athletes, you know, high school, college age.
That's something I want to talk about. Because I said my daughter, who lives in Madison, there's so many opportunities for her young daughters getting involved in these. Like, my granddaughter was like 7 at the time, was in a kid's triathlon type thing. And you guys are really making a serious effort to get into the younger age groups, aren't you?
Absolutely. With, you know, with what we do and with the Bellin Run, we have our Kids for Running program. We want to get athletes involved sooner so that we can start to train them to do things well and do it right. A lot of, especially for the younger kids and the younger generation, we teach a lot of movement. Like, how do we move well? There's a lot of parents that, you know, don't want to bring their kid in because they don't want us, you know, having them squat 200 pounds.
Right.
That's not what we're going to do with them. We're going to take them through a lot of med ball, body weight movements, things like that. Because once a kid can move well, when they hit that maturity level that they can start lifting, then they can shoot through the roof.
That's fantastic. So awesome. One other last quick question I had. What are those silver jackets or silver blankets you give people after the Bellin?
Oh, the heat sheet.
The heat sheet, okay. John.
Well, I didn't know.
Those look cool in the photo.
I know. I want one of those. I'm going to walk around in one of those.
Then the guy's going to get mad.
Then I'm going to defy anybody to say I didn't run.
Yeah, John's going to have a heat sheet on and splash his face with some water. Right. And no one will ever know the difference.
No, exactly.
Those are cool looking. Yeah, that's like,
they,
that's,
you
that's
look
the bomb.
Like, you look you're, like, right. yeah, you look like an official athlete when you're wearing one of those. No question.
When you were talking, Nate, I just made my stomach sunk. I hate the sled. Second, the medicine ball.
Oh, come on. Med balls, those are the best.
Oh, my God.
And then lunges. So. But anyway, it's great what you do. You're making the community healthier. You guys have such a great attitude to help people and at any level. I think that's awesome what
Keep
Bellin
it going,
does.
Nate. You guys are phenomenal.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We'll
you
see you at the Bellin.
Bellin Sports Medicine, Nate Vandervest, Bellin coming up. Great stuff. We got more right after this. Suicide machines sprung from cages on high.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Todd Allball Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Allball Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's been up, it's been down. What is going on with dairy? I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Well, let's face it, dairy this week has been influenced to a large extent by the news headlines of highly pathogenic avian influenza impacting dairy herds in five different states: Texas, New Mexico, Kansas, Idaho, and Michigan. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says despite the fact that our food supply chain is safe, the social media chatter actually drives the markets. He explains.
That's one of the problems in the market now, and it makes it hard for the average person or a producer to kind of use the marketplace at times because, you know, these computers and the algorithm traders, they look in headlines, they look at the social media accounts, and they trade off of just blips or news events that pop out there. So sometimes you can get a headline, even if it's right or wrong, it'll trigger a move in the marketplace just because of how the programmer set up those machines for the day. And this apparently was on that list. And it just sent things tumbling.
Fact or fiction, it is driving the markets based on computer programming. That's John Heidenberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Now, the good news, yesterday in Chicago, barrel and block cheese were both unchanged. AA butter dropped a penny at $2.93 a pound. And our fluid milk contracts this morning, the May Class 3 milk is right now 27 cents stronger at 16.18 a hundredweight. June milk right now up 20 cents, 16.71. What's happening with our grain trade? I've got those numbers next.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No.
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Right now in overnight electronic trade, December corn is up a penny at 4.74. November soybeans are down 4 at 11.79. July new crop wheat, 3.5 cents higher at 5.75 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. For a finally Friday morning, I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at about 10 to 20 here through the day. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 52 by Sunday. Sun in the morning, becoming windy with showers in the afternoon, 52. More rain likely Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Nice morning out there for a Friday, heading into a great weekend. Lots of things going on, man. It was great having
Nate
here talking about how we're going to get ready for you and me running the bell and the whole thing.
Get in shape. Yep. Title Tom.
Yep. And now we've got Terry Charles here, who, how many years did you cover the Bellin back in the day, Terry?
A lot.
Every one of them, put it that way,
And I run the Bellin a lot, too.
I know you do. That's been a big thing for you guys.
Absolutely.
But the way that thing grew, huh, from way back at the beginning. And
it's a crazy, great run. One of the biggest 10Ks in the country.
Absolutely.
A good time. You know, before you guys came on, we were talking before the show, and you know, Packers bringing you, like, super energy, you know, this monster truck thing.
Got Monster Jam at the Resch this weekend.
It's awesome.
It's so big.
People love that. And did you see some of the speeds? I didn't even know that. I was reading about these guys.
Yeah. Just,
70 miles an hour you guys go? I mean, it's crazy. We have one of the drivers here.
Yes, like we do.
I want to talk about the event, but I'll talk about you.
Introduce yourself,
how'd you get
first
into
of
this?
All.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is MJ Solorio, and I drive the El Toro Loco Monster Jam truck. And this is my first year with Monster Jam, and so far it's been great. I'm holding myself in a solid fourth place out of 8 trucks. So for my first year, I think that's pretty good.
El Toro Loco!
John.
Can I be your announcer?
Let's do it. I think that works.
All right. Thank you.
How did you get into this? I mean, I think every kid wants to be you, but how did you get into this?
Yeah, I started off just like all the other kids. I was watching it on TV, and this is just something that I always wanted to do. I was always inclined to work with my hands. And going through high school, I took auto shop. I went to college to become a mechanic, and I ended up doing that. And then one day during our fair back home, there was a monster truck show coming through. And as silly as it sounds, I just shot the team a message on Facebook. I was like, hey, you guys are here. Can I come out, just do something to get my foot in the door, wipe down the bodies, take the tires on and off? Because myself and my family, we have no motorsports backgrounds. I'm kind of paving my own way here.
Wow.
And I did that. They liked my work ethic. I ended up working with them for a couple years, just wrenching on the trucks and learning really what it takes to uphold these trucks and put them through what we put them through. And then one weekend, I think 2 years in, one of the drivers couldn't make it. They're like, hey, you're driving, kid. So I'm like, well, snap. Here we are.
How many feet are you above ground from where you sit?
The trucks themselves, they are 12 feet tall.
Okay.
So I sit probably about 10 feet high.
Wow.
When I'm fully strapped in, yeah.
That's like a great story. I mean, every kid's going to be like, oh, I'm going to Facebook them and see if I can get into that. But
and it's old school, which is awesome.
That's kind of cool.
That's not the natural way.
I've
heard that story before.
Yeah.
I mean, usually there's some background. I've been doing dirt bikes since
My dad did it, and he was on the circuit.
Exactly.
I grew up on the circuit.
And there's so many different ways into the monster truck industry. I've heard so many different stories of how everyone got into it and just to be able to create my own path. It's really what I had to do to just get my foot in there.
Wow.
But that is not an inexpensive toy.
It's not, no.
What would they cost? What do they cost?
Brand new, I think you're looking maybe $300,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're not cheap, but we throw them around like they're little diecast toys.
You do. Absolutely you do.
And you are fourth out of 8, so you're getting there. What does it take to move up? Like, what do you got to...
Now, what are the skills?
What are the tricks of the trade?
Yeah.
You just got to be consistent with everything you do. You know, all these drivers are so great at what they do.
Yeah.
And you make one little slip up and they're there to pass you. It's especially during racing. You mess up in one corner. You don't take that corner tight enough. You take it a little too deep. They're right there passing you on the finish line.
Margin of error is pretty slim.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone here is so great. They're the best at what they do. And to be able to throw my name in that hat, it's surreal.
How funny did it go from you changing tires or wiping down with the rake to being a celebrity and people wanting your autograph after a show?
Oh, it's everything I dreamed of. You know, it did take a lot of hard work, and I will never forget where I came from, starting from the independent, because we have some independents on our tour, and they work their tails off. You can see it. So I have mad respect for them, knowing that I came from that. But now to be able to say I'm living my dream as a monster truck driver or a Monster Jam truck driver, especially, It's amazing.
Beautiful.
So, how often do you do this? So the Monster Jam is here in Green Bay, right, Terry, for what, 3 days?
Yeah, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. And one of them sold out. Is that right, Terry?
Saturday afternoon. Then Saturday, is that awesome? It's sold out. Sunday afternoon, there's still, I think there's tickets available. That's getting tighter, but we have availability Friday night and Saturday night.
So tonight and tomorrow night.
Correct.
Okay, so we're going to give some tickets away for one of those shows.
Right. You guys got to keep listening because this is, I mean, yeah, that's Super Bowl tickets. How often do you do this?
Every weekend.
Oh, wow.
We are on the road every weekend. So last weekend, we were in Lincoln, Nebraska, and we're just on the road all the time and just getting to do what I love in front of so many different people. It's amazing.
Do you find that people travel around? Do they follow you guys? Like, you know, like Springsteen, it's like his concert here, and then they go there, and they go there. I mean, you have those kind of fans?
I've noticed that. There's been, we started earlier in this series, we were in Reno, Nevada, and then 3 weeks straight, there was the same father-son. They just love it.
That's what I mean, yeah.
They travel together. That's cool. They went from Reno, Nevada to Sacramento, California to wherever we were after that, and they're into it so much that that's how they bond together. They take the trips over there, they watch our events, and then they drive back, and they were for every event. I think we had a four event weekend, and they were there for every single event.
That's awesome.
So do you get your following, or do people follow like you or your truck, or is it just the event that they go to?
I'd say a little bit of everything, really. I get messages all the time, like, oh man, we were at the event, it was great, and you know, I love those. And then the people that just follow the truck, they've been lifelong fans of the truck, because Lord knows the truck's been around longer than I have. I'm only 22. I turn 23 next week.
Oh my
but,
God.
They followed Monster Jam. They followed the sport, and then now they're following me.
You depress people like me.
Yeah, you do.
We get unbelievable guests.
Terry, what the hell? Come on, man.
I was 22 too.
He had once. Bring in somebody we're cooler than. Right.
Every guest is cooler than us. He had these ice skaters on that are like smart kids. And
I have to ask you this question, and you can be brutally honest because we're doing a poll today. Have you ever gone over 100 miles an hour in a car?
I have not.
Okay, thank you.
No, he's playing to the parents.
It's
of
now
kids.
70% no, 30% yes. He's just thank playing you for that.
I haven't. Nope. Cannot say I have.
Thank you.
You sound pretty honest there. I think I believe you. So, wow. All right, 22.
Yes, sir.
That's incredible.
I started when I was 19.
Wow.
Right.
You picked it up in a hurry then, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It comes with like I said, I was a mechanic by trade. As soon as I graduated high school, went into college to become a mechanic. I have a associate's degree in engine performance.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
I was doing that, and then it just really working with my hands. And I'd say with monster trucks, it's a lot easier because the parts are bigger. So it's not, you don't have as much as finesse as you need as working on a normal car. It's kind of like if it doesn't fit, make it fit kind of deal. But it all worked out in the end.
Awesome.
So these 8 trucks are going to be racing, and the place is going to be going wild because that's just unbelievable. There's nothing like it, right?
Not
I mean,
at all.
There's
no,
like you look
the
at
fans
some,
get into it like oh, you
they,
can't believe.
They, oh, they do.
Do
it's
they,
amazing.
Do they get to know you? Do they know? Like I'm saying, do you do press conferences? Do you do autograph
stuff
signing?
Like this.
Do you do stuff like this? Do you do like I'm? This is my guy, or
yeah. There's so many different ways the fans can connect with us, like doing this kind of thing where they can hear us on the radio or wherever you're listening to this. And we, before the event on the matinee events, Saturday and Sunday, we have what we call a pit party. That's from 10:30 to noon, where all 8 trucks will be on the floor. All 8 drivers will be down there. We'll be signing autographs.
Now that's cool.
That's very cool.
So that's honestly my favorite part of the entire event. Don't get me wrong. I love driving my truck, but when I get to be there signing autographs, get down to earth and eye level with the little ones who are just smiling ear to ear, that makes the entire event.
Oh yeah. That's great. That connection.
I agree.
Good sports people connect with, like you just said, the youth, because they're going to follow you, especially at 22. I mean, who's the oldest guy that's driving truck? I mean, is that something you do for 10 years, 5, 2?
Oh, snap. I don't know. We've got some veterans on our tour. One of my good buddies I've become good friends with, his name's Tony Oaks. He drives one of the trucks called Thunder Roarus. He's been in this, I believe this is almost 10 years.
Wow.
He's been doing this, and he's getting better
every time.
He's
probably at least 30.
Man, that guy's got to hang it up.
We don't want any old guys in this show. We're young and hip.
Wow. Do you get along, camaraderie? You travel with these guys, same group, or are you different people at different events?
Oh, yeah. We're on the same 8 every weekend, so we've become good friends. You know, on the track, helmets on. I want to beat them just as bad as they want to beat me.
Right.
But off the track, we go to dinner, we hang out. We're all good friends.
You know, a little disappointed in one thing you're not doing, though. You're not – you're too young probably. You still got to learn this. When we ask your question, you're supposed to say, well, my Lucas Oil Optimum Battery Airflow MG so-and-so really performed well today. Right, Terry?
Yeah.
It's like a NASCAR, you know? What did you think, Rich?
Man.
Well, I'll tell you what, my Chevy my Lucas Oil.
Yeah, you're not wearing patches all over
yet. Exactly,
yes. That's probably
what's
coming.
What's the adrenaline like when you're in one of those things and you're revving that thing up and flames are flying and the place is going crazy and
it's
fireworks
awesome.
Going off. What's that like? That's got to be incredible adrenaline high.
Oh, it is. Don't get me wrong. Right before the event, I get a little nervous.
Sure.
Right before I jump in the truck. But once I jump in the truck, my helmet's on and I'm strapping myself in. I'm tight. And I fire that truck for the first time for our intros.
And the people go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's usually when the nerves calm down. Once I step on that gas pedal the first time, it's on from there. But
awesome.
The adrenaline, it rides through the entire event. I get out of the truck after freestyle. I'm waving. My hands are shaking. I can barely talk, but
wow.
It's awesome. This is everything I ever dreamed of.
Very cool.
That industry, that business is it's growing, right? I mean, that's more popular than.
Oh yeah, just recently I noticed recently Monster Trucks and Monster Jam has gotten huge. We just had a big event last weekend in Birmingham, UK. It's the new series we're coming out with called Monster Jam Ramped Up. We've got what we call the Monster Gun. It's basically a metal version of our pod that we have here in Green Bay this weekend. So it opens up a whole new market for us for venues and arenas that don't necessarily like dirt in the venue.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can bring in this metal pod and still put on just a great event, if not better than what we're doing here, just on concrete.
Remember the Brown County Arena used to get a little dusty at times,
yeah,
huh, Terry? Remember those nights?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They were fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that place, the old Brown County Arena, was built for monster trucks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes. Not much else.
But it works good. But it works good in the rec center, too.
That's one place where one event where the acoustics were fine at the old arena. Yeah.
And I think I should clear something up because people are saying, well, you know, the rec center is too small for that. There's a stadium tour and there's an arena tour. The arena floors are basically the same size regardless of where you are. So there may be bigger cities that have more seats than the rec center, but the floor of the rec center is the same size as whether he's in Milwaukee or Nebraska or whatever. Yes, it's not a stadium tour where they're outside, mm-hmm. but so it's they're two different shows. So, yeah. So
MJ,
just so people know.
How do you practice for this? Like, it's not something you can do on city streets.
There really isn't no practice going into this, honestly. The only practice we get is, honestly, like on Friday. Game time. We just do an introduction practice where we practice our intros, and then we have one racing pass just to fill out the dirt, and that's it.
Wow.
But really, when it comes to doing all these stunts and tricks we do, it's kind of just winging it. You do it, and then you're like, oh, man, that looked cool. And then you see the video, you're like, man, that didn't really look too cool. So then
it
you kind of
cooler than it looked.
Exactly. So then you kind of go over and you watch film. You're like, man, I can do this better. There's little things you can tweak. And then when you go out next time, you end up doing it. But this time it's being scored. So if it really necessarily wasn't your best attempt and you're still trying to learn it or practice it, then usually the scores will reflect that. But it's all, at the end of the day, it's all fun. I have a blast every time I'm in that truck.
Awesome.
Do you have a sponsor? And do you have like a
I see that.
Do you have a coach, some old guy that's been around that maybe is 31 years old? Or who coaches you?
Yeah, who taught you the ropes? Yeah.
When everything first started, I went to Monster Jam University, powered by UNOH, was one of our technical schools, one of our sponsors.
Really? There's a Monster University?
It's out in Illinois. We once everything went down, they sent me out there just to do training, really, to learn how to figure out what was going on and how to really learn the truck and how to keep it within itself and learn how to be one with the truck.
Awesome.
I was out there for, 3 weeks straight just driving a monster truck from 8 to 5, and it was consistent every single day. And I personally, it made me a better driver.
Did you think to yourself, this is exactly what I want to do? Or did you think to yourself, what in the world am I getting into?
Yeah.
There was maybe a little bit of both. But it was a blast. Sometimes it was hot. Sometimes it was cold. And, you know, the weather changes in the Midwest. But the trucks didn't have any bodies on them. So we were sitting there. It was fun. I've never gotten to drive a truck without a body until then.
Nobody has.
So it was it was a fun experience, but I wouldn't have traded that for the world. I honestly would want to go back here soon.
Outstanding. Well, Terry, tell us again a little bit about tickets. Charles here.
Yeah, so the shows are tonight, and then there's a show tomorrow afternoon, which is sold out, tomorrow night, and then there's one Sunday afternoon. RushCenter.com is the best way to get them online. The Rush Center box office will open at 10 o'clock this morning and be open all day. You can stop by or give them a call. But like I say, Saturday afternoon is sold out. Elsewhere, we've got some space.
And we're going to be giving some away tickets in the next segment. MJ Solario,
Thank you so much for being here. We're going to follow you, man.
This will be awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me. This is fun.
Thanks for coming in.
Okay, can I just ask one question I have to ask? Are there groupies on the circuit? Yes or no?
Oh, I bet.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
No, I haven't had any.
All right. Well, I'm not doing that then. Chick-maker. All right. Thank you so much, Mayor Terry. Thanks for coming in, buddy.
My pleasure.
You bet. We got to set a quick break. Christy and Dennis back right after this. You drive us wild. We'll drive you crazy.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Man, another great guest. We've just had some wonderful guests today.
It's been a fun day. Yeah. That kid's amazing.
Incredible. 22.
22 years old.
And he's, you know, he's got groupies. Oh, he's got groupies. Come on.
He said his girlfriend just texted him. She might have been listening, but
right. So that's why he kind of kept that pretty quiet.
You know what's funny? When I was that age, I was so immature compared to these kids.
Like
now.
This kid?
I'm the only person. You guys would be shocked about this. I'm the only person to get ripped playing a sport by like closed circuit TV or cable access TV. Okay, playing softball up in the UP back then, they televised one game a week. You know, they would tape it and then play it on the local cable. You know what I mean? When things like that were just happening. So the guy comes in before the game to the dugout and he goes, so tell me a little bit about your team. I mean, well, I'm the catcher. I'm pretty much the star player. I'm pretty much the, and I started pulling out Reggie Jackson lines. I'm the straw that stirs the drink, you know, blah, 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 you know, to the point of whatever.
Oh my
So then,
God.
You know, a couple nights later, we're all gathered at a buddy's house to watch. And I pop up or something for like the third time. And goes, well, John Mino certainly talked a big game beforehand, but he hasn't delivered. Would you agree, Bob? Absolutely.
That's great.
I'm getting ripped. I'll never forget. Well, John Mino certainly talked a big game in the dugout, but hasn't delivered on the field. Who gets ripped on local cable access?
Some kid.
No,
you.
Me.
You.
Oh, that's the only funny. One ever.
That is
What's
funny.
What's up with that?
We need to get some sort of some plaque or something like that to put up in the studio.
Only person ripped by sportscasters on local cable access.
You had that coming.
But that's but he's so much more mature than I was back then.
And he's a humble guy.
That's
being
he's got it going on.
He's got it going on at 22 years old.
Right.
My goodness
And the
gracious.
Thing is, for 22 to say, I'll never forget where I came from. Well, he's been on a planet 22 years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he really understands that he sent the text. Somebody got back to him and said, look, come on, you can
wipe
the trucks down.
I appreciate the fact that company got back to him.
Right. That's cool.
Pretty big. That's easy to blow off a text.
That's a whole Dennis glam band reaching out to kids, right?
Yeah,
I mean, somebody said to him, let's bring this kid in here. He's wiping down trucks, probably not the most glamorous thing in that world, but he did it, and now he's like one of eight people that are being cheered on by 10,000 people.
You know why?
I don't think you've ever been hired, but okay.
I would have been. You know why? When I worked at my brother's gas station, mm-hmm. and I was 14, my freshman year going into high school, and it was full service. I mean, somebody pull up, you check the oil, you filled the car with the gas, you wash the windshields, okay? Mm-hmm. I was so bad at washing windshields that at times the cars would pull out of the driveway and they'd pull over and get out and take like their handkerchief and like do it themselves. I don't know. You think that's easy?
Yes.
Washing windshields is a lot harder than people think.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Start at the top.
Did you ever do it, Jim?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you ever do it
at
a gas station on a Sunday afternoon where there's a line of cars?
No.
No, maybe I haven't done it. I've done my own, though.
But anybody can do their own. But try doing it on somebody else's when you're in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. Windshields are so different on different cars.
I know.
No, they're not.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
John, I think it's the squeegee that you've got to get.
I get in trouble if I like just punch someone there live on the air.
Let me turn off the camera.
I would say two things.
Just put some duct tape over the camera.
I would say it's the quality of the squeegee, and you can't start in the middle. You start at the top, and then next level, and next level.
But that's when you try to dry it off. That's when it gets streaky. And they'd pull over and they'd take out their handkerchief and they'd wipe their own thing.
I don't think I ever dried it. I think the squeegee does.
Anybody,
both.
Hey, okay, can I just say,
don't do another pull.
I'm just doing a pull. Anybody out there, it's got to be old school people. Anybody out there ever used to work at a full station gas station? It wasn't easy washing windshields, was it?
I think it's tough when all the bugs are on it and you got to scrape it
off. Absolutely.
That would be hard. But yeah. I think in terms of just washing windows, a little dust and. The squeegee, the only time you would need a rag is to wipe off the squeegee.
Well, we use the rag.
To wipe off the squeegee.
We did it for everything, Jim. It was a different era. You don't know.
It was a different era.
It was a different time.
We do have two pairs of tickets for Monster Jam. Okay. Saturday, 7 o'clock, the Resch Center. If you want to go to see Monster Jam on Mino and the Mayor, they're going to send you right now. You got to text us, though. Download the Civic Media app and choose your station, WISS or WGBW. Text in out. Just text in. Monster Jam, and we'll set up the first two texters with tickets, pair tickets to
go
see the show.
That is going to be awesome. That's a great call. I mean, the Brewer tickets are nice. We're going to do something with Margaritaville coming up, too. But that, because that's sold out. That's going to be, that's very cool.
That's a hot ticket.
Father, son, go to that or
something.
Absolutely. Or, you know, or mother, daughter.
Great.
I'm not saying
something. I didn't notice this. Todd had some birthdays up. Max Gale, who is Wojciechowicz.
Yeah, did you know that?
I knew that, who Max Gale was.
Who's this?
But I don't know who... Angitha Falscott.
Oh, you do.
Agnethia. Oh, really?
She's from?
Hart?
No. Hart's coming to town.
Yes, I know. We got to go.
Yeah, we got to go.
ABBA. That's right.
Oh, ABBA. All right, I would have got that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have. Do I lose my man card? I used to love ABBA.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No. Thank you, Dennis. Dennis and the Glam Band, Christy, both give me a thumbs up.
See?
It's cool that
I
like ABBA.
What was the play?
Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Was that awesome?
I didn't see it.
I hated that movie.
What?
I did not see it.
That's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
John, it's all ABBA. What are you talking about?
But it was just such a bad movie.
What was the play?
Thank you. Christy's thumb down. Dennis, thumbs down.
Todd, thumbs down.
Worst movie ever.
Just wait. I didn't say did you see the play? I didn't see the movie.
Oh, well, yeah. When I went to the play to see that? Yeah.
Still thumbs down?
Yeah, you think I went to the play to see that? I saw the bleeping movie. I didn't need to go to a play.
It was at the...
Oh, my God.
It was in Appleton. Did you see it there, Todd? The play?
No.
What do you think? Dennis,
no.
Did you go see
the play?
Mamma Mia, the play when it was in Appleton? No. Yeah. Chris, did you see that play? No, nobody has, Jim.
Okay.
Was good.
Yeah, you have a very interesting interest in music.
Yeah, you do.
It's just a little odd.
It's a little odd.
I thought it was good.
No, okay, I think it's one of the worst movies I've ever personally seen.
But love ABBA. It was all ABBA music.
That movie was just so dumb.
It didn't tie in because they opened the door and they start. I can see where that.
Yeah.
So some of it was like, okay, this is a little weird.
Carol from De Pere is going to the Monster Jam.
Carol, this is going to be fun. That's nice.
And we need one more. If you'd like to go to Monster Jam tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Resch Center, text in now. We'll get you hooked up.
Very cool.
My wife's gone. I'm a bachelor. We should go because you hang out, right? You're going to Green Bay. You stay in Green Bay. You want to go?
Oh, I got a lot going on, Jim. I'll be honest.
I'm talking about the monster truck. Not
Won't they have the kiss cam there, Jim?
Okay, I wouldn't go.
Monster Jam we'll kiss cam.
Of all the things, I've asked him to go to how many different things, and it's like, no, I'm not gonna. And now it's like, want to go to Monster Jam together?
I have nothing to do this weekend. What? That's what I was saying.
Mary did text in and say that the play was amazing. So Mary's on your side,
Mary,
Jim.
Awesome. I thought it was interesting how they tied the music into the play. You're right. The storyline in the play was like so-so. But it's cool how they tied all that music into the play. And obviously, they wrote the play around the music. They didn't write the music around the play. So
I remember one time we had Coach McCarthy on with Murphy, and somehow he let it slip that he went to see that movie and he liked it. We never let him forget that. We never let Coach McCarthy
forget. Did the guy bring in coffee
that.
Every week, too, or something? Did McCarthy always bring in coffee?
You know, that was after I left.
Oh,
I don't know if there's
that's
coordination.
Weird.
I know.
That's interesting.
Wow, that's weird. That's so bizarre. I know. Hey, we got to set a break when we come back. What is up this weekend with Christy and Dennis Peters? Then we got live from the City Deck Landing Studios, our music series.
That's going to be
Adam
fun.
Lee, is that correct?
Yeah.
Adam Lee, who
he's our
did
man.
A phenomenal job at the Meyer a couple years ago, or a couple of weeks ago. And I did that again.
You did.
That's weird. All right, we got to set a break back.
We've been spending too much time together.
I know.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.